not here to just dump on women. That's not the whole point of this. The whole point of this is to highlight how much women don't like the taste of their own medicine. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sheep Kashir podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we got a special episode today. I could not get enough of the soft guy era thing that was going viral over the weekend, and I think we should really go into it because, you know, as much as I love the fact they're kind of trolling and this whole thing is kind of based off of the sprinkle of like Icy Spice and all these other people that are despicable in my opinion, but their whole thing is drizzle. They're basically, they're switching the role. They're role reversing. They're playing an Uno reverse card on these women and on womanism and all this kind of stuff, and I think it's amazing. And so what we're going to do is we're going to really go into, is soft guy era an actual solution? Part of it's just a joke, but is some of this actually a potential solution to get the marriage laws changed? To really let men kind of play this Uno reverse card that women have been playing on men for a long time now? I look forward to this. Please share your thoughts and your comments. We're going to really jump into it. I'm going to let the gentleman speak for himself. I believe he's one of the co-founders of this. I don't know if they call it a movement or if they just call it, I don't know, a giant troll or what, but we're going to jump into it. So without further ado, I'm going to let the gentleman speak and let's jump into it.
If you don't know what the soft guy era is, or you just simply hate the soft guy era, this video is for you. Shout out to my fellow Mark Pillard, for dropping a slideshow on Instagram explaining what this is. So if you didn't know, me and my brother Goody started the soft guy era a few weeks ago, and it's going viral. We have been wreaking havoc on the internet, and so have the rest of y'all. We love the support. Keep dropping y'all videos. Let's keep making them mad.
Okay, I want to pause it. Before he gets into this definition, I want to first say, I love that a lot of women actually took this seriously because they're just that dumb. But I'm not here to just dump on women. That's not the whole point of this. The whole point of this is to highlight how much women don't like the taste of their own medicine. This is to really truly highlight that a lot of what they say is just for effect. It's just hyperbole. They don't actually believe the things they're talking about. They just want you to believe it because they can kind of swindle you and get the best deal possible. And I really like that he pushed this forward. I think it was him and his other co-founder, Mark, who really brought this to light. And I think a lot of guys all over the side of the internet have been talking about it. I originally wasn't going to talk about it because at the end of the day, I don't want to be a trend chaser. I don't want to be one of these guys that's just copying what everybody else is doing, because that's really freaking boring. And my message is different. And it's more tailored to men who are, you know, Christian or men who are religious. But I just still think that this is a very interesting Uno reverse card that's been played recently. So we're going to really hop into it. And I really appreciate him and a lot of other content creators really driving this message forward and seeing how the women react to it. Let's keep going.
Now we're going into detail on what this is. The idea. Men in their soft guy era want to find high value women who can take care of them in ridiculous ways. Yes, we do. They want us to have money. I want my woman to have money as well. It's only right. Drizzle, drizzle. The
soft guy. Drizzle, drizzle. I love that so much. I love it. Oh, no, let's keep going.
Era is a response to the soft girl era of 2023.
Yep.
It mocks videos in which women demand ridiculous things from men.
How many of us have seen this? How many of us have seen that over the course of the last, like, 4 years? I know TikTok is certainly new, but this was on Instagram, this has been on Twitter, this has been on YouTube. This is nothing new. And so I'm glad that he's kind of playing this Uno reverse, this parody of it, and it's fantastic. Let's keep going.
It twists a mnemonic device from YouTuber Letitia Pude, aka the Sprinkle Sprinkle Lady. It's a supervision of alpha male content. And then here's the kicker, and this is what they don't like. The 4 points. Women say they want equality, but then some demand the most unequal situations from men.
Okay, I'm going to pause it right here. I'm going to show you this graph. This graph is fantastic because I talk about this. A lot of other content creators talk about this. This is why I tell you, and I've gone in on the history of how feminism comes from communism, which came from Karl Marx and his equivalent of saying that Men were the bourgeoisie and the women were the proletariat. The woman was the instrument of production, meant to be exploited. Men were sharing each other's wives. All this kind of stuff was what Karl Marx talked about. And a lot of the feminists, whether it's the, I forget her name, but her name is Gloria something, I think. She wrote The Fairer Sex, or The Secondary Sex, I think is the book. And she talks about how women were, you know, the superior to men. They don't need men, even though they need all the resources from men. And I like that he's highlighting this. Let's go back to this graph. The insight, the advantages, the strategy, and the problem. It's like a four-point diagram. I like this. This is a really great thing. I'm glad he's highlighting this, because a lot of this does not break through to the mainstream. And so I'm glad this is being brought to light. Let's let him continue.
And this includes men paying all the bills, but the woman is making money as well, but she doesn't want to come out of pocket because she's a woman, right?
100%.
Doesn't make sense. That doesn't sound equal to me. Now we're going to go down to insight. If men acted like this, they'd be laughed out the room. See, now when women are hearing these things, they're like, oh, this is ridiculous. No way. You want a mom. You want a parent. You want a man. No, we just want what you guys want from us in return.
Yeah, and he's playing the Uno reverse. I love that. I've never heard anybody else call it Uno reverse card. Maybe someone on the content creator has said it. I don't have time to watch every single content creator who's done a reaction to this gentleman and his co-founder. But it's very interesting that he highlights this whole thing of it being a subversion of what you naturally hear. And so when women hear this in response, they're, you know what's hilarious to me? The same women, and even some men, who are like, oh, I wear the rainbow flag and I love the Rainbow Rider community, are the same people who, when guys like Scarface Mark and whatnot come out with this philosophy as a joke, they take it seriously and they call him homosexual. Or they say that anybody who wants this is gay. It's like, no, you're the first person to describe me, just prescribe me a sexuality. Meanwhile, you say that you love these people. I don't understand. Saying it to me as a put down, not as like a bump up. It's hilarious. A double standard that's again highlighted. Let's continue.
Now on to the advantage. Men believe they bring a lot to the table, so maybe they are now the table. See, a lot of men don't realize they are the table. If a man is paying all the bills, sir, you are the table. You're
facts.
Providing for a woman and your children. You are the table.
Facts.
A lot of men don't realize who they are, so they really don't know they've been manipulated into living old-fashioned ways. That shit is over and it's dead. These women get money now. It's time to spend that money now and contribute and work as a team.
He's making a lot of good points. A lot of great points. Again, I want to watch this whole video. It's almost over. It's like there's like 20 seconds left. But this is the kind of trolling we need. This is the kind of subversion we need. Because again, to find a solution, you must first identify the problem. And he's highlighting the problem, but it's covert. It's not over. You can listen to guys like me, guys like Coach Greg Adams, Taylor the Fiend, Rolo Tomasi, whatever. I can go down the list of all these guys who make content on this side of the internet. You can listen to us, but a lot of it's very, very in your face, very direct with facts and history and logic, and a lot of it can be overwhelming to people. Versus stuff like this, this diagram, the soft guy era stuff, is a subversion. It's meant to be comedic. It's meant to be funny. It's meant to be something that's not supposed to be taken seriously. But a lot of people will take it seriously. A lot of people will react to it emotionally, and that's exactly what we want, because then it could show how ridiculous they actually are, and they prove our points, or his point, more accurately, inadvertently. Let's continue. Let's let him wrap this up.
Eve was made to be a helpmate to Adam. Let's not play.
That's exactly my message. I've said that multiple times on this show.
Now the strategy. Show how outrageous it is when men demand to be provided for in the same equality. We all know being a provider in 2024 is a scam, so we don't care, so we're not doing that anymore. We know that's old-fashioned. These women got money. These women are working, so they need to contribute. We want a helpmate. If you don't know what the song...
Okay, shout out to this guy. Fantastic. Fantastic. I love it. And a lot of people, what they'll say is, they'll say that right out the gate, that it's weird, this is uncomfortable, they don't like it. It's meant to be a joke. It's meant to be a parody. It's not meant to be taken seriously. But people will take it seriously. And again, like I said before, some people will actually react to this in such a way where they'll be like, oh, you must like men, or you must do... It's like, no, this whole thing was meant to highlight... You took the bait like a guppy in a fish tank, We were supposed to highlight how goofy you are, and you took the bait like a schmuck, and now you've proven the point of this gentleman and his co-founder. And so what I ask, is it a solution? I think it's one of the solutions, for sure. That, look, a lot of guys, they can identify with at least a part of what he said in his 4 points. I can identify with all four, and I know a lot of men can, but some who are a little less courageous, that are a little more, maybe they have a corporate job. Maybe they have something that, oh, I can't just be out here and saying this stuff on Twitter or on my Instagram or on my TikTok or on my whatever. They can't be so overt with this. So instead, what they're doing is they're like, oh, maybe I can find this new philosophy. Maybe I can develop one for myself, or I'll see stuff like this on TikTok or wherever, and that I resonate with it. And so people resonate with this type of stuff, and women will react to it because they don't like it. And I find it so hilarious that people who take comedy at, like, they get mad at comedy, mean that there's truth to it. A lot of people find truth in humor, and this is meant to be humorous. It's meant to be a complete topsy-turvy Uno reverse card that's being played on the table, and people are flipping out, and I'm here for it, and I know a lot of other people are here for it. So I think it's fantastic. I'm curious to say what you have to say about this, because at the end of the day, everybody has their own way of doing things, and everybody's different. So, again, I'm curious to hear what you have to say. I'm very interested to see where this goes, because for all I know, this could become a pinnacle of the space, and this could become something more than a joke and become an actual philosophy if this continues on the road it's going. It started out as a little snowball, and it's become a giant boulder at this particular point, which is fantastic. I'm here for it. But my friends, I'm curious to hear what you have to say. Please share your thoughts. If you are identifying with this philosophy, please let me know. I'd love to hear it. I'm sure my audience would as well. But my friends, go follow. Give this guy a follow. Support him and his co-founder. They've done a great job. I look forward to seeing what they come up with next, if they want to continue to add on to this. Well, my friends, you take care of yourselves, and I look forward to seeing you the next time. Peace.
No, it's pretty.